Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, February 17th, 2016, and this is episode 153 of The Big Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I do appreciate it so much. One of the things that we talked about a couple weeks ago is that you need to stop chasing the next big thing in marketing. You know, it's really easy to look at the landscape out there and think, wow, there's some silver bullet. There's some trend. There's some new marketing channel or technique that will suddenly break down the doors, for you, break down the barriers for you, and put you in front of customers in a more productive and more cost-effective way than what you're doing right now. And that would be great. That would be awesome. But as I mentioned on the episode a couple weeks ago, that's not really how it works, right? Unfortunately, this is where the work starts. We're in the middle of February. This is when you have to really get busy and really focus on how you do your job most effectively. And I thought it would be good to talk about a couple of things that can help you do that. You know, the first one, by far, is what you do in terms of customer experience. Customers expect, they take for granted that they're going to have a great experience any longer. When we think about things like Uber, which just provides the most seamless possible experience, something I talked about a few weeks ago in an episode on driving seamless experiences, they've really set the bar very high. And sites like Yelp and TripAdvisor and Angie's List, and of course the things people say on Twitter and Facebook and other social sites, make it really clear that they expect to know going in, is this going to work for me? Is this going to be a good experience? So if you're not focused on your experience, if you're not focused on how to improve your customer's experience every step of the way, you're starting from a much worse place than anybody who is. So even if you had all the marketing dollars in the world, even if you had the best ad budget in the world, even if you had the best ad agency, even if you had all the people you could possibly want to go out and try to connect with customers, you're going to struggle because the first batch are going to drop out once they don't have such a good experience. You know, when you think about things like why customers aren't buying smartwatches, which there was some research about recently, a lot of it came down to the fact that they don't offer a good value. They cost a lot of money, and at the end of the day, people who are using them aren't terribly happy with what they're getting for that money. It doesn't mean it's bad. It doesn't mean it won't get better. It doesn't mean that they cannot succeed as they go forward. It does mean that today they're not delivering value. The experience that they provide isn't sufficient. There's another great piece out there about the top complaints that customers have when they use mobile shopping. And it's things like they couldn't find the content that they needed. They couldn't find the information they needed. The content was too small to read. It was too hard to fill in forms. It was too hard to do things on the mobile device. Well, that's just a pure customer experience thing. That has nothing to do with, you know, mobile doesn't work. That has to do with the fact that the mobile experience today for many businesses, whether you're using an app or whether you're using a dedicated mobile site, or whether you're using a responsive or adaptive site, you know, to use a technical term, kind of sucks. Right? Your customers look at them and they go, that's not working for me. That doesn't help me achieve what I want to achieve. And so they don't use it. I've talked about this before, about this idea that it's not mobile first, it's customer first. You have to focus on the customer experience and help them. Now, there's some great examples out there. If you look at things, and I talked about this recently, if you look about the things that Google is doing with regard to travel, what Uber is doing with regards to its trip experiences, what Foursquare is doing with regards to travel as well and helping people create a custom map of the things that they want to do when they go to a new area. Those are all built around how do we provide a better experience. There's a great piece over on Marketing Insider Group that talks about products and reviews and customer experience really are the future of marketing, particularly as we enter a world where ad blocking becomes a bigger deal. And that's just huge. That's really hurting your ability to connect with your customers. Now, at the same time, once you've thought about experience, you also have to execute. You also have to deliver. Again, I talked about the episode we did a few weeks ago about driving seamless experiences. And there was a post over on Flip2's blog written by me, full disclosure, and it was written for a travel marketing audience, but it really applies to everybody, about how you can use your existing customers to attract new business. Because who's going to be a greater advocate for you than people who already respect you, people who already value you, people who already want to use your products and services, and ideally want to see you do really well? You need to think about, how do you leverage those folks? How do you turn them into a passionate audience who will go out and actually tell your story on your behalf, who will help you reach customers more effectively, new customers more effectively, more cheaply, and more easily? And admittedly, again, that's going to come back to experience, but it's also going to come back to how you make your content work most effectively, how you provide content that is, as I've talked about before, snackable and shareable and sharp. Sharp in the sense that it's focused on a very clear message. Snackable in the sense that it's easily digestible. People can look at it and understand what you're talking about quickly and easily. And of course, shareable, meaning that there's an easy mechanism by which people can share. Not just physical, though that exists, though that needs to exist in terms of the technology, like a share button that says, hey, go ahead and share this with your friends or family. Email it, tweet it, post it on Facebook, post it on Pinterest, post it on Instagram. Those all need to exist. It also needs to be compelling. It also needs to make them feel good about themselves and what your brand says. It has to generate emotion. Think about the articles and think about the stories and think about the products that you see people share on social. And they come back to how they make you feel. Now, obviously, because it's the internet, sometimes that's outrage. And I don't know that I would necessarily pick that as the emotion I would go for. But you want it to inspire. You want it to connect and have people say, yeah, that I feel good about this, and I want my friends and my family and my fans and my followers on social to know about that. Those are all a really big deal and really critical to ensuring you can connect with their friends and family most effectively and that they're going to be interested in doing it. Now, at the same time, we also have to think about some things that are new that might be coming. You know, we're probably going to see the growth of messaging as we get into 2016. There's a great piece on eMarketer about WeChat's huge growth in China. And of course, we're seeing WhatsApp get so big everywhere else in the world. And Facebook is making changes to its Messenger product, at least in part, because millennials are starting to fall out of love with the core Facebook product. There's a great, great article on Inc. says the other day. But messaging, much like mobile, needs to be driven by who is the customer and how are they going to use it? How are you actually going to support them? So actually, there was a piece over on Biznology the other day about the two most important questions you must ask. And those are, who is your customer? And what is it they actually need? That's where you need to put your focus. To deliver a great experience and to execute, you need to understand those two questions clearly. And then everything else that we talk about here on the podcast or over on the blog really has to do with supporting that. So it doesn't matter whether we're talking about data and analytics. It doesn't matter if we're talking about content marketing. It doesn't matter if we're talking about search. It doesn't matter if we're talking about social or mobile or messaging or remarketing or ad blocking or any of those, because they all follow from this concept of who is your customer and what is it they actually need, so that you can deliver the right experience and so that you can execute effectively to attract them, to get them to come see you, to get them to experience your product, and then to share that product with their friends and family and fans and followers on whatever channel makes the most sense for your customer. And you do that well, you won't have to chase the next big thing. Instead, you're going to find that your competitors will be chasing you. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. As ever, I want to remind you, you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, you can go ahead and click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find. Again, that's at timpeter.com/podcast. You can also subscribe in Stitcher Radio or iTunes or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. You can also find me and all our content on Facebook, going to facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates. And you can reach me on Twitter using the handle @TCPeter. Finally, you can email using podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. Feel free to send me your comments, your complaints, your questions, your concerns, anything that might be top of mind for you. I do love to hear from you. With that, I hope you have a fantastic rest of the week. I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll look forward to seeing you back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.